Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he cannot influence the Reserve Bank of Australia's interest rate decisions, but says the budget will help to lower inflation and offer cost of living relief. Dr. Chalmers told SBS News the federal budget, which will be released tomorrow, contains billions of dollars for struggling Australians. He says it is important the government respects the independence of the Reserve Bank, but he hopes Labor's budget will make interest rate cuts an option.
Yeah, well, I don't tell the Reserve Bank how to do its job, and they don't tell me how to do mine. I take responsibility for a budget which puts downward pressure on inflation rather than upward pressure on inflation. Whether it's the way we've got the budget in much better nick, whether it's the way we're providing this cost of living help, the budget will be part of the solution when it comes to inflation rather than part of the problem.
The United States Secretary of State has criticized close ally Israel by acknowledging their assault on Gaza has caused what he calls a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians. Gaza's health ministry reports the death toll from Israel's military assault and invasion of Gaza has now reached 35,000 people, including at least 14,500 children. The United Nations says over 300,000 people have been forcibly displaced from Rafah as Israel's assault on the southern city escalates before their ground invasion. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told NBC News the U.S. has delayed a weapons shipment to Israel as it does not want to be involved with the coming attack.
It's something that we do not want to be part of, given the damage that it would do to civilians. In terms of the horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, it's reasonable to assess, as we say in the report, that there are instances where they've acted inconsistent with their obligations under international humanitarian law.
And research from the Australia Institute shows the government is spending five times more money on fossil fuel subsidies than it is on the Housing Australia Future Fund. The research found government subsidies for fossil fuel producers have increased by 31% to $14.5 billion in the 2023 to 2024 financial year. Rod Campbell, report author and research director at the Australia Institute, says the money could be better spent on housing.
This is their big ticket housing item, and it's one-fifth of the money that they're going to spend on subsidising major fossil fuel producers and users. It says something pretty major about the priorities of a government that they're prepared to benefit polluters far more than they're looking to help people who are affected by Australia's housing crisis.
And in boxing, Australian George Kambosos Jr. says he's not finished yet, despite being stopped for the first time in his career in the IBF lightweight world title showdown against Vasily Lomachenko in Perth. Lomachenko controlled the fight from the start to the finish in his technical knockout victory. The fight was brought to an end with 21 seconds remaining in the 11th round after Kambosos suffered a number of heavy punches in the corner of the ring. After the match, Kambosos says he respects his Ukrainian opponent.
Hey, look, he's a true champion. You know, he's a legend of this sport. And I give him that much respect. I never disrespected him. I always gave him the respect. And we knew what we were coming up against. But I tried my best. I had the best preparation. I gave everything in training camp. And unfortunately, it wasn't enough today. But, you know, it is what it is.
I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.